Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to episode number 4 of Interviews by Children in English as a Foreign Language, made by Little Student Reporters. In this episode, the reporters Lucia Soriano, Lucia Puce, and Alicia Carpena interview the famous character Sherlock Holmes. I hope you enjoy it.
Good morning, dear Sherlock Holmes, welcome to our program. And now some questions.
What are your secrets for solving mysteries?
I always say, the importance of details that appear unimportant can be crucial in solving a mystery.
Do you always wear that trench coat?
Yes, of course. I don't go out naked. I always wear it because I feel handsome with my tech trench coat.
When and why did Dr. Watson become your mate?
When I started solving mysteries, Dr. Watson became my helper because he admired me and he wanted to become a detective like me.
Do you have any amulet?
Yes, I have two, my magnifying glass and my hat.
Where did you get it from?
My magnifying glass was my father's present. I got my hat in a smart clothes shop. I recommend it to you.
Do you have any enemies?
Yes, my main enemy is Professor James Moriarty. He commits a lot of crimes and is a mathematical genius.
Where did you live?
I lived in Baker Street with my friend Watson. Now this is the site of the Sherlock Holmes Museum.
Have you got any brother or sister?
Yes, I have one brother called Michael Holmes and one sister called Enola Holmes. He works for the government and she is a detective as me.
When did you become a super detective?
When I was little, I loved mystery and I started to solve small cases like the disappearance of my favorite teddy bear. Then I became famous because I solved more important cases.
Why do you like mystery?
Well, as I'm very curious and attentive, I love it because it is very interesting and it needs a lot of attention to details.
Which was your favorite mystery?
My favorite mystery was when I had to find the missing princess.
Do you like to travel to different countries?
Yes, I do. I love traveling to different countries to learn new cultures and visiting beautiful places.
Are your parents proud of you?
Yes, sir. My parents are very proud of me. Because I always help people to solve mysteries.
Well, and this is the end. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome, dear.
Thank you for listening, and I hope it was useful and fun for you. If you'd like to support our work, don't forget to share it and give us stars on your favorite podcasting app, such as Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Amazon Music. In the next episode, the young reporters will have a chat asking each other about holidays and other stuff. Thanks again.